And now, Bat Radio presents 60 Seconds with Computer, the non-rapping Cowboy Lovin member of 3-6 Mafia.
Is this thing on? Don't question me when I tell you something that's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen this week, so hopefully just keep this momentum going. Make sure you check out Computer Cowboy TV this week on YouTube, because I got a new video for you. And check out Jason Garrett and how the team got this win. How that was an unbelievable call at the end of the game. Unbelievable call. Great call. Great call for that bootleg on that going around that left side. Beautiful. Beautiful. I have no complaints today. All I have is joy, celebration. I'm going to tell everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Thank God for your family and your friends and your job and everything that you got. And thank you. Thank God for everything. I'm excited. Thank God for everything that we got. Thank Him for this win. We're going to pray on Thanksgiving. We're going to go to church Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to TV everything rolling. Speech out. Love y'all, baby. Cowboy fan, keep it rolling. Computer Cowboy TV, peace. And how about that Bad Radio group? Ain't they the best radio bunch in the band in the world? Baby. I love them all. Bob, Dan, Donnie, baby. They're my brothers. I love them. Peace.
Get the most ticket out of your cell phone. Text JOIN to 44939 now to sign up for ticket text messaging. A P1 public service from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I really feel we get a good read on the Cowboy fan when we hear him.
Love it when we call that touchdown play, Doug.
You know what? That was a genius play, calling the touchdown.
Yeah, and don't question the computer. They're going to beat Detroit. Don't question.
Dude, didn't I tell you?
They only lost 25 road games in a row, but don't question me. They're going to beat Detroit.
Freaking Kreskin over there.
I love the Cowboy fan. Log on to theticket.com. Don't question us. And our good friends from Driver Select want you to win a pair of tickets for their primetime ticket giveaway for games in Arlington this fall. But better yet, Driver Select primetime seats and autograph Deion Sanders football for the big game.
Yeah.
Coming in February.
That was a sweet bootleg. How'd you like that? You like that fourth down call?
You and TC, I'd like to focus more on that little gay thing that's going on here with TC trying to please his leader. And we'll go above and beyond.
Dude, he brought a smoothie with no straw.
Well, first of all, here, Bob, I surprised you with a smoothie. I know you didn't order one.
I said, give me something to drink.
I know you was up.
You didn't order one. So, but Dan, since Dan went to Bueno, he didn't want a steak.
You want a piece of my heart? Start with a strawberry smoothie.
His leader, though, he was crushed because Bob's disappointment in not having a straw made the whole thing never happen.
Right.
Well, like someone brings
you points for bringing that smoothie, right?
If someone brings you a bowl of soup, Dan, but no spoon, what are you going to do?
It's a little different, I think.
Throw the soup in
their
face.
A little different. A cup can be drank out of, but... So now TC, who hasn't done a damn thing for the show yet today, including that computer he's supposed to put the computer in the computer. Sounds weird, but... He didn't do that because he's been running around town trying to find Bob a straw.
Right.
Oh,
He went to Arlington. He went to Arlington to get Bob a straw.
And you should have seen the brightness on TC's face when he walked in and saw Bob smile, and then he handed him the straw.
You believe this guy?
It was so great.
You made him go to a second restaurant, and I'm the bad guy? Really?
You went to Texas Land and Cattle for the guy that doesn't eat meat. So, no. Yeah,
they
I
did.
Do believe it.
And you required the fun straw that curves all around and stuff.
Crazy straw.
Yeah. He does it when I ask him to, and he does it unwillingly. You don't even ask him, and he's like, I went and got you this smoothie.
Because he was very excited about going to that second restaurant. Right. So he can get Bob that smoothie.
Yep,
I know.
That's the only reason.
Whatever.
Because that's his leader, and he's so happy. Oh, give me a hug. Ooh.
Hey, I forgot to mention... Or did we mention Brian McCann's that other kickoff return that he had? Forget about the punt return that was so genius.
Yeah.
Where he just got tackled by the kicker.
I know.
The guy's a good returner.
Oh, he's a great player. I really like Brian McCann. I'm rooting for him.
But you can't get tackled by a kicker, can you?
He stumbled. The 40-yard line grabbed him, and then the kicker just cleaned up the mess, right? Just a little footing issue.
Let's do some phones, perhaps, at 214-787-1310. Oh, this is Jimmy?
No. Promote. Forward promote.
Oh. Eric.
Oh,
you're
no,
on the ticket.
Sorry,
go,
Tom.
Eric.
Oh, I hate
I said,
when that happens.
Let's do some phones on
I hate, the phones. I hate when that happens.
You don't whisper in my ear then, hey, promote for tomorrow.
I talked to you during the commercial break.
I know, but we're in the flow of the show.
You just hung up on him?
Jimmy Johnson. My hand slipped. Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson.
Hold on.
He's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Hold on.
This
who the
segment.
F cares? How about tomorrow we'll care about that?
How about today? Maybe some people from tomorrow.
Guy? Tom, you just...
It was an accident.
You seriously just grenaded a caller?
I meant to hit the hold button, and I hit the drop button.
All right, well, now let's hear your cowboy thoughts.
I mean, don't do that.
I was...
Come on.
It was an accident. I meant to hit the hold button. I hit the drop button.
Okay.
Jimmy Johnson will be on the show tomorrow.
We don't need more help in killing momentum. We got that covered. Come on. Help. Help the cause.
I'll try. Sorry.
Look, dude, we'll promote Jimmy Johnson. If you are listening to the show and we're saying, all right, now it's time to go to the phones, and you say in my ear, promote Jimmy... I mean, how is that flow? How does that
Oh, yeah,
help the
by
show?
The way, Jimmy Johnson, never mind.
What do you mean, never mind? It's the flow of the show. If I ask Bob a question, and he's about to answer, and you say, promote Jimmy Johnson, then should we not have Bob answer?
To the phones. Since we have no other ability. Fine work, everyone.
Wow.
A raise is in all of your mailboxes.
But
this is so wheels off.
But Jimmy Johnson's on the show tomorrow, and everybody knows that now. So what the F good does that do us?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow. It'll be awesome.
Tom.
Look at all the calls.
Come on, dude.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Are you guys talking college football today or not?
No.
Yeah,
hi, you're on
phones.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I have a few comments about Wade Phillips and also the game.
Lay it on us, sir.
Also, I have a few comments about the radio personalities like the guy that's on right now and Norm Hiskus.
What do you got?
Well, I never seen such cowboy bashing in all my life. It seemed to me that Norm Hiskus and the guy that's on now, they pick out the worst things that what has happened. There are no perfect football teams out here.
By the way, you're on the radio player. Right now.
I'm sorry?
You're on with us right now.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But
yeah.
The other thing is, the other day a guy called in the other day and was talking to Norm regarding the Cowboys and Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips is a guy that I feel that I would love to have him live next door to me. But as a coach, he became predictable. Every other team knew what we were doing, but I'm tired of...
That's very negative thought, though, in the Cowboys, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's a... you're just picking out something negative to bring up.
That's right. That's exactly right. These radio personalities should be encouraging the fans and the Cowboys.
But what I'm saying is you just picked out a negative thing to bring up when you had the opportunity. You're on the air. You have the opportunity to right this wrong. You see something wrong. That's that Norm and these other guys who are on the air now bring up negative things about the Cowboys. You had an opportunity to make a positive statement, and you chose to go negative on Wade Phillips.
He became predictable. He's a nice guy, probably a good defensive coach, probably. But what I'm saying is we should be encouraging the Cowboys. They know what they did wrong if they get beat on the long pass. They know when they do. And plus...
So after that happens, we should then encourage them and say, come on, guys, like they're the 5-year-old girls soccer team, and build them up with a little confidence.
Not really.
Well, now you have a chance. Please feel free to encourage the Cowboys right now.
Well, and one other thing, I want to say this, too. As far as the Cowboys laying down and not playing for Phillips, I really don't think that's true. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Tell us.
I think my personal opinion, this is only my personal opinion. Do you think those guys like to be embarrassed like they've been embarrassed for the last 6 games? I don't think so.
Let's hope not, right?
Sure.
All right.
I don't have anything else to say about it, except I'm getting tired of these guys that's cowboy bashing, and I'm not a cowboy fan. I'm a Saints fan, really.
Nah. I've had it, too.
Well, thank you for listening.
See you, sir.
All right.
That wasn't a real burp.
Dan in Denton.
Morning, boys.
Hello.
Take it away, sir.
All right, quick question. Down in the southeast, there's a beginning belief that Ingram was not the answer. Cowboys ought to just go ahead and shoot for a high draft pick to replace their quarterback, even though the money is due. And I swear to you, I don't understand where they're coming from.
Okay. All right, it's 1:49. This is the Bob and Dan radio program, and we are done with Cowboys talk. But
dang it,
we will have Jimmy Johnson on the show. I don't need to promote that now because it's already been done, right? I was going to do it at the end of the segment, but I don't need to now.